B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
I still got it. Even though I'm married, I still got it. Did I tell you guys what happened to me on Friday night?
No.
I heard, actually.
Oh, you did hear.
I got, like, secondhand reports.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you were okay, honestly, but you seem like you're fine.
Yeah,
so.
I'm fine. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I knew it was coming. So, I hosted an event in Dorchester at this place, Dorset Hall, really cool spot, on Friday night. And, you know, I was giving away, we were giving away, like, a cruise or something like that, like a big trip. So, I was down there hanging out. Bunch of people from the radio station and stuff came out. They were hanging, drinking. We were having a good time, signing people up for the trip, all that stuff. So then let's fast forward to the grand prize winner. Lovely, lovely lady. She had a little bit too much to drink that night, though.
By a little bit, I heard she could barely walk and was belligerently awful. I heard that, you know, again, secondhand.
By the end of the night. By the end of the night.
Okay. All right.
Before that, she was a lovely person having a couple drinks.
All right.
Blowing off steam, as they say. Blowing off steam. That's what people like to say. That's like your excuse to get hammered. So she ended up winning the grand prize. Very excited. Now, nice. When, you know, when we do something like that, it was with in conjunction with Bud Light. We were... You know, you take a lot of pictures and stuff in front of a banner and holding stuff and everything. So we're standing in front of this, you know, backdrop, this Bud Light backdrop, and they give us this banner to hold. Like, you just want to cruise or whatever. And, you know, we're holding all the stuff, and the person taking the pictures, I forget the exact phrasing, but it was something to the effect of, all right, here, you know, she gives us the banner. She goes, all right, here, hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up, okay? And then I heard, and the way she said it, I knew it was coming. The grand prize winner was next to me. It was her and I holding the banner. And I heard her say, oh, I'll hold it up all right. Uh-oh. And that's when, man, I immediately was like, she's going for it. And sure, you know how sometimes you can, it's almost like a spidey sense where you don't need to see something happening to feel it coming. Uh-huh. Like, you could almost dodge a punch,
right.
Even though, like, you don't even, you're like, oh, I didn't even know someone, I just felt someone was swinging at me. I immediately started hinging myself and shooting my hips backwards and my ass backwards.
You were, like, trying to brace yourself.
And my manhood back. No, I was trying to escape because I knew what was coming. And when you brace yourself, you tighten up. I was loosening and backing up.
Okay, gotcha.
And as soon as I did that, I looked down and her hand was hovering right where... I would have been.
Package?
Would have been if I didn't hinge it back. And I could feel the heat from her hand. Even though there was no connection, I could feel the heat from her hand right in front of it.
Did you say something to
her?
Right.
No. What am I going to say?
Because get your hand away from my crotch.
You know, I just was like, she had a little too much to drink.
What?
And
you know that's not okay, though, right?
Of course I know it's not okay. Otherwise, I would have left myself
you're
there.
You're too nice.
But,
well, not even nice. I don't even know what to say about that.
The funny thing is that, I mean, I don't want to say funny. However, I have photos that kind of show, because I was
the progression.
I had a promotion on Saturday night with Bud Light as well.
Yeah.
And the young gentleman, Chris, shout out to him. Great guy. He was there at your promotion. And so we had all the pictures. Yes. The progression of photos from where you guys started with the banner to you could kind of see the look from the look on your face. You could tell exactly what happened and when it happened.
Yeah.
There was probably like five photos. The first one, you're smiling and you could see her smiling. The second one, your smile comes down a bit and she kind of is leaning towards you.
That was probably when I heard her say, oh, I'll hold it up. All right.
And then the last one, she's like trying to run, like escape a little bit. And your face was just like, get the away from me. It was the exact progression of photos. I was like, yo, this is not good.
And out of all of that, you got that. You still got it?
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Well,
like, not okay.
I mean, no, it's not okay, but I mean, I still got it.
Oh, boy.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.